On this journey of excellence, amazement, fuckery, and shenanigans, I present the most amazing men on this planet, Tom, Matt, Chuck, and Marco. Welcome to the locker room, fuckers, or my name isn't Morgan Freeman.
So do we call him or do we say Mr. Freeman? I mean, he did address us by first name, right? So, like, are we on a first name basis?
I call him Morg.
Morg.
I call him MF. You know what I mean?
Yes, we got it. Yes, we do.
Guys, I made it. No. I you fucking made it.
You did make it.
I didn't fall asleep.
You didn't die on the beach.
No. Hey, you know what? I almost fucking died on the beach because we were playing this really
last week.
We were playing this really fucked up game. Mm-hmm. I ended up over at the exec's house on the beach,
right?
And it's a 3-story house that's on stilts, so technically it's 4 stories because you're on the ground. You go up one floor, that's your first floor, second, third. So we're up on the 3rd floor. I got called over there after hours to look at somebody who hurt themselves.
I like the tone says it all.
So I go there and I blah blah blah, you know, like, you know,
yeah,
like help them out.
We do, right?
A little KT tape, a little fucking naproxen, a couple ice packs, you're a big boy, suck it up sort of situation. And then that turned into, hey, do you want to have dinner with us? And I'm like, well, yeah, cool. The bar is over there. They have, I shit you not, 3 big-size bottles of Hendrix gin, 3 big-size bottles of Bullet bourbon,
wow,
tequila, vodka, like the whole 9. So I'm over there fucking, I pour myself a heavy fucking bourbon. And then after dinner, it turned into, hey, we have these blackout swim goggles. What do you say if
this
we
put lose kidneys, Matt? This is how people lose kidneys.
What do you say if we all put these on? We put these blackout swim goggles on the 4th fucking floor of this fucking house on stilts. Well, 3rd floor, but it's the 4th floor. 3rd floor of this house on stilts. And the first person to touch the ocean water wins.
Yeah. So, again, some people lose kidneys.
I came in second. I don't even live there. Three other fucking guys that live there. I came in second. I was proud of myself.
Strong work. Strong work, buddy.
So,
first loser. Good job.
You know what? However, I was told that I am the best set medic they've ever had on any of their shows, and they want to continue working with me. So, networking, motherfuckers.
Awesome. Best or only? I'm just saying.
I was going to say, How high was that bar?
One of one?
Heard some of the people that passed your medic class.
No, first of all, I've heard stories from the crew about this previous medic. And
they had me
go in the bathroom and do a confessional.
Two Finger Willie?
They had a GoPro set up. They were like, hey, go do a confessional, you know, about whatever about the show.
Okay.
And I don't like to talk shit about people, but this fucking medic was fucking horrible. Like, horrible. And they all admitted to it. I've heard horror stories. So, but yeah, but I'm in with these guys.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm the HGTV medic.
Well,
fuck off.
Nice.
I have
fucking sick.
Have one little.
Would you say HGTV?
Yeah, that's the network this is on.
The Home and Garden.
So, I'm just saying. So whenever someone fucking drives a nail through their finger for being stupid or smashes their hammer, you're the guy. You're there.
I've already treated one of the contestants on the show decided to smack themselves in the face with the claw end of a hammer.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
You're Johnny on the spot with the band-aid.
And I will be, what's that?
Do you want to fix your backlight, your overhead light?
It's the fucking, give me a hot second. You want to hit pause or you want me to do it live?
No, we're live.
Hold on.
We'll keep it rolling.
We're a low budget fucking show. Like, you know, a podcast. I'm like, I'm in the fucking garage with my toolbox.
I want to bring attention because I don't think Matt can run the comment section this week. So,
there you go. Literally the only light in the fucking room, aside from my fucking bedstand light.
Hell yeah, I can't see your face.
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait. Is that better?
That's better.
Wait, so let me slide over. Okay, so here's the deal. Here's the deal. I'm sitting on the edge of my bed.
Right.
In this fucking room.
Right.
I have the dresser drawers pulled out. Uh-huh. And that's where the laptop is sitting.
Listen, Matt's waterboarding somebody in the next room over. That's what I'm just saying. Like,
that, Marco, we don't talk about that. I thought we went over this.
Yeah, so I wanted to, real quick, because we got a lot of stuff to get to. Matt, you need to explain to Shelby GT40 why he's so wrong by saying we're a day late, sluts.
Who explains
that?
It
was a girl the whole time. I thought Shelby GT40 was a chick.
How many times do we have to tell you? While Matt is on the East Coast, we will be recording on Thursday. We'll be doing Locker Room Live on Thursdays.
Yeah, get with the fucking program.
Do you know why we're not late? You know why we're not late? Because it's our fucking show.
Yeah, we're on our own fucking time, motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? Works.
Cody says, F you, Matt, about time you are here. You notice Cody says that about Marco when he's late, right? Like, they're like,
you missed okay. Because everyone knows that I'm late every fucking time because of what time I get off work. Yeah. You know, so it's nothing new.
I rarely actually miss a show. Look, last week, guys, first of all, guys and gals and theys and thems and zims and zers and listeners, no, but seriously, guys like and Doctor gals, because guys and gals, because that's the only two there's available.
Right.
I'm sorry. I was partying up with the crew on the beach at the bonfire. I had some drinks. I came back to my room. I set everything up. I had an hour to spare. I sat down on my bed for a hot second, like, I'm just going to sit here for a minute until my alarm goes off. And next thing I know, it's 6 o'clock the next morning. I'm sorry. Shit happens.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It was 11:30 my time. It's.
Did you jerk off any midgets? Is one of the questions.
That's pretty random.
That's an open question. Who is that addressed to?
That is to you.
To me?
Yes.
Mm. No, I like full-size penises when I jerk people off. Thank you very
Sophie
much.
Kinks wants that's to know fair. How many jellyfish.
That's fair.
You guys, I don't think a midget dick is smaller than a regular size dick. I think it's just they're just small
people. It depends on.
I've seen a tripod on porn awards.
No, there's two different types of little people though. There's two different types of little people.
Dwarfs and midgets.
Yeah, right. some are proportionate and some are not.
The mini me type.
I wonder what Vernon Troyer was working with.
I don't care how tall you are. I want a full size penis if I'm going to jerk you off. How's that? Does that answer your question, Shelby?
Okay. How about this?
Cox.
I'm going somewhere with this. Okay.
Okay.
So then we have a listener question. So I'm going to, now that we've dealt with Matt, I'm going to deal with Marco.
Oh,
hey,
shit.
Fellas, I was hoping to reach Marco. I will be making a trip to Texas for the first time and would like to discuss the possibility of setting up a tattoo session. If there is a website or some way for me to talk with him, let me know. Thanks, fellas, and stay safe.
Yeah. If there is only some sort of email address we've given out hundreds of times before, I think it rhymes with Art of Marco Antonio.
Hey, those are older episodes. He may be a new listener. I don't know.
This is true.
I don't give a shit. I like arguing people.
You give Marco a chance to plug his shit.
Okay.
Hello.
I just did.
We know that you have many choices in tattooing. Yeah. We here at Marco Antonio would like to thank you for choosing us. It's artofmarcoantonio@gmail.com and artofmarcoantonio on my Instagram if you want to check out my work.
Yeah. Thomas, we need some background music for this for next time. So
I think I can.
And not the saucy kind.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you going to put on? Like,
let's see.
I was just throwing it out there into the universe that we need to think about. Some sort of
like a Marco plug, like plug music, like whenever somebody's doing a shameless.
I'm gonna tune this light down a hot second.
Okay, just move it to the other side of the room. You do you. We're gonna keep going.
Hold on.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's Art of Marco Antonio.
on everything. Art of Mark Antonio on Facebook, Instagram. He's gone. my Gmail address. Just send me a DM. Send me an email. However you feel comfortable. Slide into the DMs. Don't make it personal. Don't make it all super professional. Just like, yo, what's up, dude? It's me from the podcast.
So Shelby says, I take it back. Good. Take it back. The good Vandal song, by the way. Now this, so we've gone Matt, we've gone Marco. Now we got to go Chuck. Is Chuck no longer allowed inside when the four of you are together?
Oh, no, I'm fucking inside. I'm fucking inside.
Oh, he's
I'm
inside. Up. He's
going to have something for this. Hold on, Chuck, explain what happened.
My heater got red tagged and it no longer works.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh shit.
Oh, I just noticed you're all bundled up. Is that why?
Well, yes, but and no. Shut the fuck up, dude. Get this out of here. This music. Anyways, I was at my son's baseball game, which they won.
Congrats to him.
Yeah, side note. Good. Go really whatever team.
His socks, whatever. But mm-hmm. It was cold as fuck out there, so I had to bundle up, and I got back, and it wasn't any warmer in the fucking house, and I was like, this is cool. So I just stayed, and now I'm freezing. So now I'm drinking red absinthe to warm myself up.
Oh, Chuck, I meant to ask you, is that good? Is that the good shit?
Yeah. Wrap it up, yes. B. Wrap it up.
With real wormwood.
Marco has come up with a music to play Chuck off stage when he's six episodes long.
Don't make me fucking tossed.
All right.
Just kidding.
So I wanted to make sure we checked in with the three of you because this next check-in is going to take a minute. I would like to welcome
it's not
to the
80
world
on the low. Get out.
I would like to welcome to the world Augustus Thomas, my grandson.
Yes. You're gonna blast his face out there, yeah?
No.
Give him your name.
Oh, verbalizing. Okay.
Yes. So my daughter named my first grandson, gave him my first name as the middle name. It was a total surprise. It was awesome. So he's here. 9 pounds, 3 ounces, homies. 9 pounds, 3 ounces. They grow healthy. Big.
That's a big boy.
Well, they always say the first baby is the smallest and they just get bigger from there. Well, we're just not going to tell my daughter that part.
Does she want more? Has she said anything about
wants more? But right now she's got her hands full with the one she has. So we'll see how long it takes for her to actually want one more after this one starts.
Right.
The poop starts smelling and the cries start keeping you awake and all that.
Can I ask a personal question?
Augustus Thomas, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to answer this. And I'm not being funny. Was it a vaginal birth or a cesarean?
C-section.
Okay. It was a C-section.
Okay. Yeah, she coppered your mom.
Scheduled. Women,
She went in to be induced because she went way, you know, full to term, and the doctor's like, we don't want to wait. We'll just induce.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And so they go to induce because it was just, they're like, this is a big baby. So we're going to induce so you don't carry him any longer.
Yeah. No, that's a healthy weight and length of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Young.
Yeah, so they're like, we can induce birth. So they start to induce. Well, and just some things didn't go according to plan. And they're like, you know what? At this point, let's just do a C-section. And so with a big baby and a small girl, sometimes that's.
Yeah, that's no, it. For sure. Yeah. And like I said, I was
my wife too. My daughter was 8 pounds, 13 ounces, which for a little baby girl is a healthy weight. And my wife had the same exact problem. So, you know, it's all good. So mom and grandson and dad are doing well. And I just want to put out there that there you go.
Welcome to the world.
And now we get to call you Gramps.
And you no granddad.
You granddad. Whatever. I'm gonna call you Gramps, you old motherfucker.
Hey,
I'm
gonna call now you the word's been grand. Now I actually am the grandpa in words from grandpa. Papa Tom.
Yes, Papa Tom. You are. You are literally so your words are now words
my
from
words,
grandpa.
My grandfather's words are now words from grandpa. Anything I say really is now words from grandpa.
Yeah. So what
we can resurrect that segment and I what is wrong? Are you
Duck Boy's here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
Hey Chuck,
newsflash. Australia is still on this country. They're just like 15 hours ahead of us.
They're on this planet, but
yeah, well, planet, country, whatever. Hey, I've had four fucking bourbons, and I'm on my second fucking beer.
Good job, bro.
Well, Whatever.
He's like, come in for you. Geography,
dude. Well, speaking of drinking, Chuck had a good time in a speakeasy. Matt's had a few nice drinks in North Carolina. I wanted to start with a little game. So we'd start with a little game.
Okay.
We were gonna play it last. So thank you to all you guys.
Slap and pickle.
No.
Okay.
Sofa King says no BS. I was first at 11-7. My brothers were 7-4 and 7-14.
Bro, you wrecked that.
They were twins. They were twins, and they were 7-4
mother.
Yeah, dude, twins.
Bro,
7 pounds apiece.
You wrecked that thing on the way out.
You wrecked your mother, dude.
You fucking wrecked. You might as well fucking written your name on the wall on the way out.
She's still mad at you.
Off the other
100%, man. Bro, no one. At that point, the twins were no fucking problems.
Hey, at that point,
go to shoot and after, run. That's it.
At 11-7, my only question is, did you tear your mother or did the doctor cut your mother? Because one of the two happened.
I mean,
I think
he tore his mother and then his mother tore his father.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So anyway, I thought we'd talk about that. So here is Papa the game Tom, I brought in.
I love these comments.
Yeah, it's super awesome. Did the twins walk out? Cody wants to know.
With a fucking gangster lean, too.
Yeah, smoking fucking Camel non-filters.
We missed you, too, Duck Boy. Thanks for spamming us. Okay, so I wanted to bring, we were going to do this last week. You guys weren't here, so we decided to save it. Marco said, I said, should we do this? And he said, save it. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to bring these little game shows in, I think, from time to time. I'll have to figure out because we need to have our What's Up Chuck segment. Didn't we discuss a segment where we were going to see what could make Chuck throw up on the show?
Yes. It's called What's Up Chuck.
What's Up Chuck.
What's Up
and
Chuck.
So yeah. Let me back this up. Chuck, you sent that fucking video. I didn't even look at the thread when I sent the follow-up video, which apparently was the same fucking video that you just sent. So I thought that was hilarious.
A lot of people send us the same videos individually.
Oh, and we do that. We do that to each other all the fucking time.
All the time.
All right. So this game this week. So first of all, we got to figure out the rules to What's Up Chuck. So at some point we should probably discuss what are the rules of What's Up Chuck.
So probably told me I would have grabbed a bag.
I think one of the rules...
not tonight. We're not playing What's Up Chuck tonight.
No, but we're establishing the rules for a further next week's episode.
Yeah. So if we want to play What's Up Chuck. We got to make this interactive with the live viewers. So maybe the live viewers can bring us things, stories, scenarios.
Email us things,
right?
And where do you email? You don't email to individual fucking Instagram accounts. You email to locker room.
Wait.
What?
Hold on. We're going to be merging our, this is a good time to mention, we're going to be merging our emails and our social medias because it's too much for four people to monitor two whole accounts. So.
We're going to be. But are we there for next week?
Until then, we will probably continue to have you email us at the individual shows. I just want to say that. So don't get all emotionally attached to this email address because we're still soliciting names for if we have to. If we have to consolidate.
Yeah. But
for the time being,
as of right now, you can email us at lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. Not my fucking personal Instagram, not Thomas's fucking personal Instagram, not Marco's fucking personal Instagram.
Oh, they know better. I'll leave the motherfuckers on red real quick.
Personal Instagram. Not fucking war stories personal Instagram. If you want content for What's Up Chuck, you have a video that you want us to show to see if Chuck's gonna fucking puke in a goddamn bag, you're gonna send that to lockerroommailbag@gmail.com.
So you can send a story, you can send a picture,
yeah,
you can send a video
you want,
right? You challenge you tell us. You tell us I can make Chuck throw up on the air with my story. I can make Chuck throw up on the air with my video. And here's the thing. We're going to vet them. We're not going to put like blue waffle or just two girls in your cup. We're not.
Yeah. Like, we're gonna, and here's the deal. If it's a story, if there's a particular person that you would like to read the story.
Yes.
Let that be known. We'll accommodate. We'll accommodate.
If you think you can tell us the story, Thomas, we might even have you on.
Yeah. If you want to record a voice memo and send that as an email,
I think those are limited on like 3 minutes. So just be quick about it. All right. Whatever it is you send in, you say this is for What's Up.
Here's the deal.
We will view it. We'll play it. And then we'll see that.
if you think your shit is fucking gold, gold, you let us know. We'll fucking call you.
If you think your shit is vile,
we will have you tell the story fucking live to Chuck.
Hey, yeah. This is a big guarantee.
If we can get his ass to fucking Chuck. If we can get Chuck to up Chuck.
Yes.
Into the bag.
We'll come up with a prize too. We'll come up with a prize.
Oh, there will be prizes.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do a What's Up Chuck shirt. And the only way to get the What's Up, well, you could buy it or you could try to win it.
Maybe no, you can only win it. You can't buy it.
If no, we gotta have it, a way to fucking... we had a way to make our money back.
I understand
sounds
that.
Like,
but
sure, like, whoa, we gotta monetize it.
Whoa, time out.
No, I'm all for that. But if you can just buy it, anybody can fucking buy it. That's like if you can just buy a fucking shirt for a fucking marathon that you ran without running the fucking marathon.
Okay. I'm just saying,
like, fuck off.
Here's another good comment. Duckboy says, Tom's over there looking like a professional radio host with his setup. Marco looks like he's streaming a game of Call of Duty. Chuck definitely looks like a news reporter in a blizzard. And Matt looks like someone who's about to jack off on chat roulette.
Yeah.
Actually, when you get close to the screen like that, you look like Bruce Willis climbing through the ventilation ducts. Come on to the coast, we'll get together, have a few laughs.
Apparently, I tried to respond to Duckway, and you can't say cunt on the chat. Apparently, it doesn't let you say that.
Mm. Okay. But, all right. So here we go.
100% cunt. So
this is the game I brought this week, and I'm going to try and bring more games like this once in a while. And so if you have suggestions for games, or if you want to send trivia games, whatever, we'll try to incorporate them once in a while. Because we do have stuff to talk about, but we haven't been together in the same podcast for a couple of weeks. We got to goof off a little bit. And we may not get to anything of substance, but that's why you come to the locker room. All right, here we go. This is Who Said It Trivia Alcohol Edition.
All right.
Yeah. What's everybody drinking tonight? What are you drinking?
Work.
Thomas?
I'm drinking vodka soda.
Chuck?
Truly vodka soda. Lime.
Drink a man's drink. I have an absinthe old-fashioned.
Red absinthe. Red absinthe. Marco? Okay.
I think Chuck's drinking. It's a fancy man's drink, not a man's drink.
I've had three
absinthe,
like pretty fancy good man. Full glass, like 3-4 fingers worth of
okay
bullet over ice, and now right. I'm finishing up with a Voodoo Ranger Imperial Ale.
Ranger.
Okay. I got another one on fucking right. standby.
Now you got yours on standby. Here we go.
Listen, like Voodoo's trying to finish him.
I'm going
to
give you the quote. Okay, so I'm going to give you the quote. And then you guys, I'm going to give you four choices.
Go.
Four choices on who said it.
Right.
I guarantee you, I looked it up, one of these people said it. Your job is to figure out which one.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go.
And then you guys have to agree. And if you can't agree, you get no point. But if you can agree, get it. And if you get it.
Fucking person.
I feel bad for people who don't drink. When they wake up in the morning, that's as good as they're going to feel all day.
Oh, Dean Martin.
Okay. I'll give you your multiple choice, but you guys are free.
Oh, okay. Sorry. There's multiple choice. Okay.
Okay. Who said it? Was it Dean Martin?
Randy Martin.
John Wayne. Frank Sinatra or Don Rickles?
Dean Martin. 100% fucking percent Dean Martin.
Okay. Apparently Matt knows what's up. I would have gone with Rickles. I would have gone with my gut, but I think Matt knows what the fuck, you know, what's up. So
Chuck?
What Matt said.
So you agree with him or
Matt's all Chuck's like,
I'm gonna people. I'm gonna be quite honest. I didn't hear what you said because I was paying attention to someone on the chat. So I'm just
okay.
Gonna
so
go with
what, here's the thing about that, Chuck. Thomas can repeat what he said.
I can. Turns out I have it in front of me. <You're so weird. laughs> The quote is: "I feel bad for people who don't drink. When they wake up in the morning, that's as good as they're gonna feel all day." But that's the quote.
Yeah, okay.
And the choices are
okay. Do you need the choices again, or are you good?
The Dean, Frank,
John Rickles, Wayne, Don Rickles. John Wayne. Okay, so Dean.
Mm-hmm.
He's all checks off word.
Survey says No, it was in fact Frank Sinatra that said
fuck,
that.
I just said that too, motherfucker.
That's close enough, part of the Rat Pack.
Yeah, but yeah, they were two options. You picked the wrong one of the two.
Dang it, man.
Who said, I have taken more out of alcohol than alcohol has taken out of me?
Mick Jagger. Keith Richards. Keith Richards.
I was saying more Keith than
yeah,
Mick.
Keith Richards.
Okay, do you want your multiple choice, or are you just going to guess?
No. It's been working so far.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Okay.
Winston Churchill.
Oh.
General George Patton. Or Richard Nixon. Who said, I have taken more out of alcohol than alcohol has taken out of me?
Can you repeat the options one more time?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Winston Churchill.
I'm going to say Churchill.
General George Patton or Richard Churchill Nixon.
I'm going to say Roosevelt. Roosevelt.
No, Roosevelt. Churchill, because he loves whiskey and cigars in the morning.
Roosevelt.
I'm just saying. I mean, I know you're thinking about Roosevelt. Like, good old Teddy over there doing the Cuba Libre thing. You know what I'm saying?
Roosevelt.
I get it. Oh, no, I'm sick with the Churchill.
Roosevelt, okay. Final answer.
Chuck?
Oh, yeah.
Who did you say, Theo? Theodore Roosevelt?
Chuck. Yeah.
We're aligned. Churchill.
We're going Churchill.
Okay.
We're all wrong.
Survey says
he likes alcohol.
Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
Dude, he likes alcohol. He wakes up with a fucking scotch and a cigar.
Scotch and a cigar. All right. Yeah.
Here we go. This one is a little bit of a gimme, potentially.
Okay.
In wine, there is wisdom. In beer, there is freedom. In water, there is bacteria.
I mean,
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Well, he would have said
that's why he turned the water into wine.
Okay. Are you ready? Your choices are Benjamin Franklin,
okay,
Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, or Samuel Adams.
Oh, Samuel Adams. Wait, what was the question again?
It's in wine there is wisdom.
Yeah.
In beer there is freedom.
Yeah,
in
Samuel water, Jackson. Samuel back- Jackson. That's why there's a fucking beer named after him.
That's not beer. Motherfuckers.
That's why I said Samuel Adams. That's why there's a beer named after him.
Okay. Not Samuel.
You No. Yeah, you mispronounced that for me.
No, you mispronounced that shit, dude.
No, you mispronounced that for me.
Hey, just don't start crying on us.
Fuck you, dude. That's not fair.
Sam. Okay? Sam J.
Fucking black okay. out. All right.
So,
got some emotions. Who said,
all right? Samuel Adams. Samuel Adams.
Okay, Matt says Samuel Adams. Chuck?
Can you give me the choice? Give me the choices again.
Samuel Adams.
You want the quote and the
choices? No, just the choices.
Just the choices.
Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, or Samuel Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Adams. He's got beer after him. Sam Adams.
Yep. I'm gonna say Ben.
Okay, so we have Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Samuel Adams. Matt and Chuck say Samuel Adams. Marco is correct with Benjamin Franklin.
Fuck.
And I believe that makes you 2 out of 3 if you had gone with your gut.
If I had gone with my gut.
Or if they had agreed with you. Because you didn't go with Frank Sinatra, but you did say Winston Churchill and you did say Benjamin Franklin.
I said Frank Sinatra. Wasn't. So.
Okay.
Yeah, Chuck said. But
that would have been 2 out of 3.
Okay. The quote is.
1 of 2.
I drink to make other people interesting.
Oh, Matthew Connor, circa whatever.
Circa now.
Your choices are Hunter S. Thompson.
Yes.
Ernest Hemingway. Jack Kerouac. Or Oscar Wilde.
Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden. Yeah, wasn't a fucking option. Hunter S. Thompson, you asshole.
He said, I drink, not I do cocaine. He said, I drink to make people, not I do coke to make people.
I smoke eight balls with underage girls.
Right.
To make other people. Okay. Hunter Thompson. You drink to make other people more interesting.
Yes.
Who said it? Anybody in the chat have a Doug? What's up? He says, what's up, gentlemen? Just got off work. Anybody have a guess in the chat? You guys are all agreeing on Hunter S. Thompson, or do we have any dissenters?
It sounds like something he would have said incoherently and high up his ass.
Let me tell you something. I only drink to make other people more interesting.
What do you mean I can't park here?
Okay. Well,
Hemingway. Was that an option? Was Hemingway an option?
Yes, Hemingway is an option.
Wait, what was the question again?
Who said, I drink to make other people more interesting?
Hard to focus.
And by the way, people in the chat, if you Google it, I'll know.
Yeah, you motherfuckers.
I'm going to go with Hemingway.
Because five fucking people said Hemingway.
Hemingway.
Fucking Googled
it. Those of you in the chat who Googled it.
You get nothing. You lose.
Motherfuckers.
Okay.
Bitches. You cheap motherfuckers.
This next one.
What was the answer?
Hey, Thomas.
It was Ernest Hemingway.
Oh.
Hey, Thomas.
You fucking cheating motherfuckers. Fuck all you.
Two for two.
Seriously? Like, you went on Google and typed that up real quick and then fucking popped in the chat.
You just have to
fucking
keep going.
Think that you fucking won. Like, he's fuck so off. Angry. Like, fuck off.
Fuck off.
Okay, all right. Enough, you two. Peanut Gallery. Go ahead. Off.
That's racist, Peanut Gallery. Look it
100%
up.
Racist.
Google that. Google Peanut Gallery, motherfuckers.
Thank you for playing them off.
All right.
Are we ready for the next quote?
Hey, download a sample of fucking Sam Kinison on Back to School, please.
Well, he's a teacher.
You know what I'm saying? We need that on deck.
Yes. But you're going to have to look it up and send me the link while I'm doing this.
Okay. We'll do.
All right. Here we go. Next one is alcohol may be man's worst enemy, but the Bible says love your enemy.
Oh, true. I like that. I'm going to fucking tattoo that on my fucking cock.
Forehead, apparently.
Okay.
Your cock?
Your choices are.
I'm a grower, not a shower.
Dean Martin, John Wayne, Frank Sinatra, or Don Rickles?
I got to go with Dean Martin again. I love Dean Martin.
Sounds like something John Wayne would say.
Would you
I
have state such, it again?
I have such a personal connection with Dean Martin, I have to go Dean Martin.
Okay.
I love his sandwiches.
That's Jimmy Dean.
That's Jimmy Dean, buddy.
God damn it, Chuck. Seriously?
All right. The answer is Frank Sinatra once again.
God, I was going to go with Frank Sinatra. I asked you to repeat the fucking thing again.
But they're all the fucking, like, Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin are the same person.
Yes, but you didn't guess Frank Sinatra. You guessed Dean Martin.
Just saying.
Well, right. I said Frank Sinatra in my head.
You're saying we should have partial credit? Matt, we got partial credit.
The quote is
the rat pack.
I cook with four mine.
They were the same.
I cook with mine. Sometimes I even add it to the food.
Yeah.
Strychnine?
Julia Childs?
Meryl Streep.
I'm going to get there. I'm going to read you your choices.
Meryl Streep.
I cook with wine. Sometimes I even add it to the food. Was it W.C. Fields, Julia Child, Charlie Chaplin, or Groucho Marx?
Julia Child.
You think so because she got drunk all the time. I don't know if she would.
Are you kidding me? I'm Julia Child, and I'm going to make cake right now. You think I'm fucking sober right now, there's no fucking way that I'm fucking sober. Every fucking video, she's fucking hammered.
Why does his Julia Child sound like Johnny Rotten?
Oh, okay.
Because all those fucking Brits sound the goddamn
Who said it?
Julia Child.
I said Groucho Marx.
Groucho Marx. Okay. Anybody else?
Julia Child.
Julia Childs.
Okay. The correct answer is W.C. Fields.
Motherfucker. Okay. That drunk motherfucker.
Okay. We have three more. Here we go. The quote is, I don't have a drinking problem except when I can't get a drink.
Ah, yes. Matthew Connor.
That's old dirty bastard. That's it. That was an old dirty bastard.
Was it? Oh, ODB
from the Wu-Tang.
Was it Axl Rose?
Yeah. Okay.
Keith Richards.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Tom Waits.
Yes.
Or Lou Reed.
Yes. I'm going to say yes. All four of those. Yes.
Any one of them could have said that.
Lou Reed. Lou Reed.
Okay. Lou Reed.
Final answer. Lou Reed.
Anybody else?
I'm thinking.
Axl Rose.
Okay. I was gonna say Axl as well too, because he did have a mouth on him back in the fucking 80s. As far as like saying shit like that. As far as like in like obviously he still does. He's known for being an asshole, but I'm talking about like being more out there with his shit. So I'll go Axl.
Okay. The correct answer is
Axl.
Tom Waits.
Got one. Fuck off, you, motherfuckers.
You didn't say Tom. Reed, bro.
You said Reed. Yeah.
God damn it. I meant Tom Waits because he's an exceptional bass player.
Tom Waits is an exceptional songwriter, too. I mean, he wrote a hit song for Rod Stewart. Like, that's the thing about Tom Waits. You have to really love weird avant-garde stuff.
I saw Tom Waits open for Primus at the Universal Amphitheater, and he had two people in penguin suits dancing the entire fucking time.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, two more. Here we go. Tom Waits. If you're not drunk, if you can lie on the floor without holding on.
No, okay. The correct quote is,
I know what your dad said. Go ahead.
You are not truly drunk.
An Irishman is never truly drunk.
An Irishman is never truly drunk unless he has to lay on the ground and hold on to a single blade of grass to keep from falling off the face of the fucking earth.
Okay. Now that's the quote that is attributed, which is the modified version, is you're not drunk if you can lie on the floor without holding on.
Yes, Keith Farland Connor, my father.
Dean Martin, John Wayne, Frank Sinatra, or Don Rickles?
God damn it.
Frank Sinatra.
Here's the problem, though.
You're going to go Frank Sinatra because it's always been fucking Frank Sinatra. You know what I'm going to do?
You know Dean Martin?
I'm going to do Dean Martin.
Ladies and gentlemen, the answer is Dean Martin.
Thank you, motherfuckers. Finally.
Okay. The next quote, I think, is a gimme, but we're going to try it anyway.
You've said that before. We've all fucked off.
I hate to advocate drugs, alcohol, violence, or insanity to anyone, but they've always worked for me. Santa Claus? Was it Hunter S. Thompson? Ernest Hemingway, yeah. Jack Kerouac, or Oscar Wilde?
Oscar Wilde.
Sure,
but I may go with Thompson.
Who is that?
Your spiders under your bed, dude. They're barking.
They're doing something.
The answer is, you say Oscar Wilde.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the answer is Hunter S. Thompson.
Hunter S. Thompson, of course. Because I was going to say that, and I went fucking Oscar Wilde, and I'm like, I fucking should have said 100 or something. Yeah.
So now Chuck has something he wants to discuss tonight. That's our main topic that we've been putting off.
Okay.
And
Chuck, just give it up. What are you talking about?
Have we been putting it off, or is it off-putting?
Put me on the spot here. Okay, let's go. Let's do it.
So I had a guest lined up. And I don't know if he's going to join us. This was a surprise guest for Marco and Matt, because Chuck wasn't going to be here. But Matt wasn't even able to join us, and it ended up being just me and Marco. So if he wants to join us, he has the link. He can join us. However,
what are you talking about? I'm here.
I'm not talking about you.
We're talking about
Chuck, us here.
Surprise guest, Chuck. Surprise guest. Surprise. Surprise.
It hurts my head.
Who is it?
It's not a surprise if I tell you, you dick.
Yeah, we don't know. I don't know who the fuck it is.
It's what's his name?
How about you just tell us what you want to talk about tonight? Because remember, we said this is what Chuck wants to talk about.
The ATF deal?
No, you've been wanting to talk about flat Earth.
Oh fuck, dude! These flat flat earthers, dude. These fucking people think that Earth has a firmament and it's flat, and you can fucking Antarctica has a special wall and you can't go past it and all this shit.
A firmament. Well,
look at the old maps and look at the moon. It's the same as the Earth.
Whoa!
Sorry.
Firmament?
Apparently, it's the thing above the Earth that keeps you from going into outer space.
I'm like a wall.
It's a dome. We're in a dome. We're on a flat dome.
I'm teeing you up here, buddy. That's what I'm doing here.
All right. You didn't do any research on the topic that you wanted to rant and rave about?
Just that it's stupid.
not much of a topic. I agree.
Look. Jiu-Jitsu dude, whatever the fuck his name is, he talks about, like, he's, like, not a flat earther, but he believes in the firmament. Look, like, okay, I can get that because it's in the Bible and all that stuff. However, if you think the Earth is fucking flat, and then you think the moon landing was fake, okay, well, what about all the other fucking planets that you can see through a telescope?
Well, I mean, just what about the fact that, so, like, the moon, you see the moon, is that, that's a flat fucking disc in the fucking... Like
it's just fucking floating there like a frisbee.
Like, no, Chuck, I'm asking you.
Isn't it floating there like a frisbee? Only it's floating there like a ball.
Yeah, Chuck, I'm asking you seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, did the flat earthers believe? Do you know if the flat earthers believe that the moon is a disc?
They think it's fake.
That is out there. It's fake.
They think the moon landing was fake. They think that be a sphere. The fucking moon. It's nothing's 100%.
What do they think nuts. That big fucking piece of cheese in the sky is? Do you know? Have they said, like,
they think it's a moon, but they think there's two of them.
There's two moons.
Yeah, because you know how, like, during the day sometimes you can see the moon.
Yeah, because
they think that's another moon. They think that it's a fake. It's, or there's two of them, because, like, and then they look at the map, right? They're like, okay, well, what if about flying from this place, this part of the world to this part of the world, and this plane had to make an emergency landing, but they flew all the way over here. I'm like, dude, you're looking at a map that has the entire world on it, and it's flat for you, but it's fucking sphere, so you can't just, like, okay, I'm gonna go here. It's a sphere, dude. Like, if you're looking at old texts from history books and stuff like that, where you're like, oh, well, the Earth is flat, and I'm like, yeah, because how do you see a sphere on a fucking piece of paper?
Right.
You have to have everything laid out.
So I thought flat thing. I thought I would bring in a guest who would be specifically, and this is coincidentally the guest I had worked out, because I thought he would have an opinion on this. And Marco knows him, and Matt knows him, because, and I'm not sure how much I'm allowed to say, but his job revolves around the aerospace industry.
But wonderful.
Yeah.
You think you know who it is.
The last month. No, I know exactly who it is.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
George.
Gusher? Yeah.
How are you, brother?
Turn your light on.
I knew exactly who that was. And it's a good thing I didn't say why I knew exactly how that was.
Yeah, that's true.
Nah.
We can't see you.
This is all Gusher.
You don't have
I love it.
Yeah. Or something?
George, you're all this super fucking secret.
Are you in a parking garage?
I'm not.
He looks like he's on a balcony.
He's in it's a fucking Unabomber.
No, so let's talk about Matt, Marco, explain how long we've known George, and then we'll get to George's credentials to speak on the flat Earth issue.
the Gusher boss.
Let's see.
George since Rocky Horror Picture Show.
No, like, before that.
That's how I've known George.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Listen. Let's see.
And his sweet
George,
George. No,
Listen.
George had a fucking truck with an amazing fucking sound system.
Yes,
I remember meeting George. He was like
the Gold Flake.
He was like, hey,
El Capitan.
He was like, hey,
that sound system that makes your fucking eardrums bust, like,
dude, bro. He was like,
it would make you shit.
dude.
You feel it, like would it would yeah. brown
them. Hold on, we can't even hear George, but
Marco was the one who gave the name El Coche de Jorge.
Yeah.
What's that logo on your chest?
What, you guys just get this here? You want some branding? You want like Mammoth?
Yeah, it's just Mammoth Mountain, bro. Now, what can you explain about your background that lends you to be someone who's able to speak on this issue a little bit?
So first of all, I don't know what the issue is because I just got on here. What's the issue?
Wait, remember? Okay, so we were talking about people that believe that the Earth is flat.
Stupid.
And how hard that would be to be something you could hide.
It's hard for me to talk about it because everything else is round, and so. I don't know. It's not something that I really care to discuss because it's not. It's absurd. You know, the realization of people is doing this. It's already been disproven over and over and over again.
But so that's the whole point of the show is we brought you on to discuss it, so you kind of have to.
If you want to have a flat Earth, then have a flat Earth. If you want to believe it's round, then believe it's round.
George, I got a quick question for you, George.
That was very anticlimactic.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. What about all these fucking yahoos that go, oh, well, when the guy on the Red Bull thing went up in the fucking balloon and then fucking Beast jumped off of that shit, or when people are on the space station and they're filming, oh, if they're using a fisheye lens to make everything look round, and that's why the Earth looks round. And look, see this metal? It's bent on the space station. It's not supposed to be bent because they're using a fisheye. What do you say to that?
The Earth is round. It's a sphere.
It's fair to assume these people are fucking stupid.
They're delusional. Yeah, I don't know what stupid has to do with it, but delusional, yes.
I would
lack
agree.
Of intelligence.
Now,
lack
this
of
is what I'm trying to say is you specifically have a job that is within the aerospace field. Is that safe to say?
Sure.
And you deal with things on a daily basis that involve people that go into space.
I'm intimately aware of space. And right. I've met with many astronauts who've also been into space and seen the Earth and done all the stuff. So, yeah, the fact that you're talking about whether the Earth is flat or not,
I love it.
I mean,
it's not.
Yeah, there's no flat Earth. There's nothing there. There's no there.
I was going to say, like, what about the Coriolis effect? The Earth's curvature causes the bullet to dip, right? And then...
George isn't tactical, but he is smart. Saying, so what like, I will say is... I will say this.
What about the cranium effect? Like, is your brain functional? Because if that... Is that if that's not working first and foremost?
Love it.
I mean, that's got to be the thing. You're like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a non-starter for me.
I have to be careful how hard I laugh because I am related to people who I did not expect to be flat earthers.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that, Thomas.
And I don't. Like, it's not even something we talk about because
you should fucking shame them every
it's kind of like I'm kind of on the same page as George on this one, which is
to give them.
I don't know what to tell you.
An audience.
If you want to believe it's flat, go ahead.
I would tell you you're a fucking idiot. I would repeatedly every opportunity I had, I'd tell you you're a fucking idiot. That's me.
The biggest like argument these people have are like, oh, well, Google Earth, when you zoom out, it's a fucking rendered picture of the Earth. What about satellites? Why wouldn't it be real? I'm like, are you fucking retarded? It's an application on your phone. You think they're going to give you access to real life satellite imagery?
Dude, hop in a fucking plane. Hop in a fucking plane on a clear fucking day and look at the fucking horizon. Okay, is it flat or is it rounded?
I thought I would share a tweet. And normally we hate Twitter around here, right?
Hey, by the way, George, what? Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah,
I was watching you guys. I was like, how the hell do I like? I was commenting, anyways.
Yeah. So I wanted to share. I wanted to share this tweet because we don't go on Twitter very much, but sometimes Twitter is a goldmine. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a tweet
called X now.
This is an X.
Oh yeah.
This is an X from the Flat Earth Society. And the reply is from from physicsastronomy.com. Okay. The Flat Earth Society said, the Flat Earth Society has members all around the globe.
Bingo. Bingo.
And the physicsastronomy.com replied, say that again, but slowly. So, Chuck, like, you wanted to talk about it. So this is
I think that there's been so much, like, I don't know. Recently, there's been so much traffic on flat Earth and all this stuff, and then they're trying to throw the Bible into it. I'm like, look, like, yeah, okay, you see all this like diagrams and stuff of the Earth, but if they're showing you the whole thing on a piece of paper, it's going to be flat because they're going to just elongate the whole fucking thing. Kind of like when you take panorama mode on your phone of like a whole stadium and it comes out in one long fucking strip. Doesn't mean that the whole stadium is one long fucking strip. It just means that it's a panoramic mode and you took the whole fucking thing so you can see it in one easy fucking picture. It's the same thing.
You're making a great point.
Earth is not flat. Yeah, it's not flat. It's fucking circular. It's round. It's a sphere. You can look in the. You can fucking buy a telescope and go look at other planets.
That's a great point, and it's a great point because that's the reason why we shouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah, here's the deal, Chuck. Who we need to talk about is not somebody like George. We need to talk to somebody who.
We need to get someone on here who believes that shit.
Who believes that the fucking Earth is flat, and have them, present their points of idiocracy so we could shame them publicly.
Shame.
Now, as we're closing out, we've got a couple of ways we can go about this. We have about time for a couple of jokes, or a couple of single moms, or a couple of both.
If you got single moms, man.
But we've got some time before that.
You know what?
Want to talk about scandalous women of the internet? George, let's give our guest a chance to choose.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, wait, I got a question. I have a question real quick. George,
ask a question real quick.
George, what are you smoking?
It's a clove.
Okay. The 90s called, George. George, the 90s are calling you, buddy.
Your lungs are crackling right now.
Man. I fucking remember cloves.
George is still dating a girl wearing a velvet
choker.
Going to Sarah McLachlan concerts.
I fucking support. And if that's the case, I support the fucking hell out of that.
I'm not dating anybody.
Oh, man.
All right.
Those were good fucking times, man.
Here, George, I'm going to give you a round robin.
Just fucking penises swinging in vaginas and fucking whatever.
Well, you can have your penises.
All right. Should we talk about the Harvard professor who was told not to publish the results of his study because it didn't support the narrative about police violence?
Boring.
Should we talk about the teacher who slept with her student?
Yes.
He was arrested for sneaking into her 14-year-old student's home to have sex in his bed.
Yes. We should talk about that.
Cops found her vaginal juices soaked in his sheets.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. I'm with Matt. Vaginal juices. Let's go.
You had me at vaginal juices.
By the way, vaginal juices is opening Coachella.
I mean, like, you had me at teacher with student, but vaginal juices was the clincher.
Hey, real quick,
I have one more that could be
okay.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Before we get into any deeper, do you guys know what Quora is online? Apparently, I fucking signed up for like to talk on it and get things emailed to me that I didn't know I did that.
Yeah.
And a couple of the fucking
horny.
No, it's not that. It's like questions about health and stuff like that.
Sure it is. Questions.
The first one is, my husband found my Tinder profile and now wants to divorce me. Another one is, I'm a correctional officer and I got an inmate pregnant. What should I do?
Okay. Oh, right. Wow.
Totally disregarded what I said.
You know, I have cool. that at all times cool. because now that's I'm getting emailed this shit unsolicited.
Unsubscribe, like, dude.
I like reading.
These are fucking funny.
Chuck, this is great material for the podcast. What are you talking about? You just tapped right. a resource.
Why didn't you? Why? You don't have to bring it to us like that. You can bring it to us like, hey, guys, I found a great resource.
Exactly.
These four questions and we'll answer them.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
There's
been so many. I get bombarded with this.
All right.
So I was on Twitter. I was on Twitter the other day and there was just a bunch of tits. That's all there was.
Did you say Tinder? I was on Tinder the other day.
Like just like nipples and areolas and the whole nine, like just fucking out there.
Just yeah, tits.
That's yeah, amazing. Man. God, well, what a great time to be alive and be single.
You have some screenshots?
Hey, you know what to say? More titty for daddy.
Wait, hold on, guys. We're glossing over the important question. Yeah. George. Ooh. Did you swipe right or swipe left on those titties?
I don't swipe anymore.
No?
I'm done swiping.
Well, then
why are you on Twitter or on fucking Tinder?
No. I'm going to dial it back a little bit. But he said he was on Titter. And so it was a joke.
Oh, gotcha.
So, like, you know, listen so my fucking jokes can land. And then we'll get them.
Okay, so I'm going to be full disclosure. Alcohol has definitely entered the fucking chat.
And also, there's a delay, so we can't necessarily hear your
response. I thought you said Tinder.
No.
Which Titter. One do you want to talk about? Go ahead.
No. Not Titter. There's no Titter.
Yes, but which one do you want to talk about?
The vaginal juice? Yeah, I mean, I think the vaginal juice.
Yeah, veggie juice. Sure. Okay. I like the way you put that. Just let's talk about veggie juice.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about this because women and men, women try to say they're the same as men, right?
No.
Now here is the headline again. Married teacher arrested for sneaking into 14-year-old student's home to have sex in his bed. Cops have found her vaginal juices soaked in his sheets. Here are the next three comments in the thread. First comment, where, teachers, when, I, was, in, high school.
Well, I think the period is like, you know, how do you feel about period sex?
No, but what I'm saying is that he's saying, when were these teachers in school when I was in school? And my then the question, next one is,
hold on. My question is, they found vaginal juices. Was this chick a squirter? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, it's not hard to leave snail trails on a bed sheet and have the
squirt do that. You could fucking just be juicy.
Yes.
And then the next one is a little
juicy
boy.
Bro.
The next one is a little boy got raped by someone who was supposed to be. He was supposed to be able to trust.
Priest.
Next.
What is wrong with you?
Next comment.
And the response is,
Catholicism.
That is, I'm sure he was devastated. His arm probably hurts from a lot of high fives from his dad, all his friends, and every other male he knows.
Wow.
My bad.
Do you think he just walks down the hall and gets a nod from everybody? Just
like, dude, the kid that banged that Filipino kid that banged his dresser married her, right? Like they got married.
It's crazy.
Oh yeah, that's right. They did.
They did.
He was of age. Yeah.
Like they were together for years, even when she got out of prison, and like they had more kids together. I don't know. Men take this shit differently, don't we?
Yeah.
We're losing that. All right.
Let's was go that to- loud? I burped with my mouth closed. Was that loud?
All right, let's move on to that.
My bad.
I think we should go on to the single mom.
I'm sorry.
We're probably good.
Okay.
I thought that was quiet. I thought it was quiet.
All right, here we go. I'm just queuing up the music so Matt is ready to go. This one has a partial picture, but it's right in the text, so I'm going to have to wait and read it first.
Got it.
So this is our first young single mom.
Okay.
Well, it's not a single mom, but I felt like it belonged here spiritually in this segment. Okay? I'm Grace, 29.
Oh, fuck.
I'm looking for a quickie.
Fuck
I you. Want to be your dump. I'm already pregnant, so there's no reason you can't. My husband will watch.
Oh, God.
If you're not comfortable, please don't
watch.
The thicker, the better.
So uncomfortable.
The thicker, the better?
So uncomfortable.
That's the picture that you chose? There's so many things wrong with this.
Seriously?
Her tooth is chipped.
Her nose looks like a pig.
You notice the fucking tooth?
That's what you're pulling out of this? Come on.
Dude, she's ugly as fuck.
She's like in the goddamn fucking mall fucking...
Guys. Her nose, court, her nose looks like a fucking dick. It looks like a pierced penis.
Thomas, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't hear anything you said. I saw that picture. I was like,
all right. Hey, are we ready for our next one?
Yeah. What's up, Chuck?
So what's going on the border?
What?
What's going on the border? It's wide border. Fucking open and fucking
Chinese. Oh, we don't have time to talk about that. Yeah. We're in the single mom territory. Yeah. We're closing out. Okay. Let's see here. Okay.
We'll bring you back on for that shit.
Indeed. You guys are going to have to tell me if this is Kaya or Claw.
Oh, fuck. Claw. I'm just going to go ahead and say Claw before you even fucking bring it up.
It's like this.
Whatever the worst option is, 39. That's why I'm choosing it.
I dress nice. You should too.
No,
my kids are my world. You will never meet them. If you don't come from a good family and don't like family, don't talk to me.
Okay.
I get bored easily. So be interesting. I wear 5-inch heels, so you need to be 6 feet or taller, men. Be an adult. Have a retirement plan and pay your bills.
Wow.
I'm only like I only like tanned, handsome, tall men. I'm funny. Smart and have goals. I expect you to be the same and have goals too.
Wow.
Speak another language. Take me to Italy, not Mexico.
Gold digger. Gold digger.
Did you speak a different language?
Gold digger.
This is that Kaya or Claw?
That's a fucking AI photo. 100%.
Is that Kaya or Claw?
That's an AI photo.
No, AI would not generate a girl with Bell's palsy.
Are you fucking kidding me? Have you fucking fucked around with AI lately? I have.
If you say AI, show me a slut with Bell's palsy, this is the photo you'll get. But
seriously? No. Bell's palsy, that's like half a fucking that's like a stroke looking situation.
No, you can have mild Bell's palsy start to.
You know what, dude? Thomas, have you fucked around with the fucking AI photo generator shit?
I do.
Yeah,
all the time.
You can
100% make that fucking photo. That's a goddamn fake fucking photo.
Right, here we go.
Narc. I don't know about that.
That's a fake.
Here we go.
Fuck off.
This is Kaylee, 28. Ladies and gentlemen, Kaylee. HSV2 positive.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
What?
What does that mean?
Herpes simplex virus. Number two, positive.
You don't want
to. She got the herb, homie.
First line. You got the herb. Okay.
She leave you with a parting gift. That's what she's saying.
I'm fucking dumb, to be honest. I'm 25.
Right. Yes. Yes.
I'm 25. Down for whatever. But okay. If you can't hold a conversation, please miss me with that shit. 420 friendly as F. Tall as hell. But I'm shorter on my knees. I can't drive right now for health reasons. Might go 3 weeks without responding. But that just happens sometimes. I'm big and fat, too.
Big and fat. Wait, hold on. Can you get that herpes thing in her mouth?
Yeah, it's a fucking gift that fucking keeps on fucking giving, bro.
It's a different
HSV, HSV2 plus. That's not just a vagina. It's in her mouth, too.
No, mouth herpes and vagina herpes are not the same herpes.
So is HSV 2 plus mouth vagina?
I don't know.
I'm on it.
I don't have a vagina. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, she's big and fat too. I present to you, Kaylee, 28.
Bet you she sucks.
Oh, damn, I know her. Tailpipe. I thought she was going to have dreads.
You know her?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh. All right.
What the fuck?
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this, guys. How do you load the dishwasher?
Nah. Herpes is herpes.
How do you load the dishwasher?
You fucking tell her.
Are you gonna tell us or what?
Yeah.
It's not a quiz show.
You're coming to vagina.
Okay. I think we had
one. Feel it.
Are we doing big joke energy?
We're doing something.
He segued us into it.
There you go. All right. Who else has got some big joke energy?
I haven't looked anything up.
Oh, you don't come prepared?
So I was at a bar one night.
No shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and walked up to a fucking lady, and I was like, hey, what's your name? And she said, my name is Becky, but everybody calls me Beck. And I was like, all right. My name's Matthew.
Wait, is this a joke? Or are you just telling us about what happened last night?
But everybody calls me Dick. And she was like, how do you get Dick from Matthew? And I said, you asked me nicely.
That's good. What do you get when you mix human DNA with goat DNA?
What?
No, what?
You get kicked out of the petting zoo.
Nah. Oh.
Hey guys, do you know that modern men have to work 5 times harder than their grandfathers did for women that look 10 times sluttier than their grandmothers?
Oh yeah.
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 It's called hoflation.
Hoflation.
Did you hear about the guy who died because he was erect for too long?
No.
No.
Well, they couldn't close the casket. Oh, fuck you, dude.
Did you guys know about the kid in elementary school that told his teacher about the dead cat? The teacher says, how'd you know it was dead? And the little boy says, because I pissed in its ear and it didn't move. And the teacher says, you did what? And this boy says, yeah, I leaned over and I went, in his ear. All right, who else got it? You got it. I was gonna use fractions instead of decimals. It's pointless.
Oh boy.
What did the banana say to the vibrator?
What?
Oh, God. What?
Why are you shaking? She's gonna eat me.
Oh God! Okay. George, did you want to bring? You started big joke energy. Are you gonna bring?
Yeah, you gotta follow up, George. Come on now.
All right. So there was this guy, and he had a safe in his room. He told his wife, married for 30 years, never, ever, ever going to the safe. Right. So one day he goes to market to get some food. And she decides she's going to go into the safe. And she finds $30,000 and 2 eggs. And he comes back home and brings the food. And she says, hey, I went into your safe. And he had said, never go into the safe. And so she says, I went to the safe. And I saw the $30,000. What is the $30,000? Well, it's money that I had saved up. And she says, well, what are the eggs for? And he says, well, they were from sexual affairs that I had. Right? So the 2 eggs were there because he had sexual affairs twice. And she says, you know, after 30 years, that's okay. I can understand that. Only two affairs after 30 years. And then she says, what's the $30,000 for? And he says,
what did he say? God damn it.
Every time I collected a dozen eggs, I would sell them. And that's where the $30,000
came. My God. That was a long way.
Wow. That was a slow fucking burn.
I hate you so much right now.
I had this lesbian chick walk up to me.
Oh my God.
And
on that note,
I had this lesbian chick walk up to me and she goes, I'm in a relationship. She goes, but I honestly, I don't know which one cooks. And I go, neither. You guys eat out.
Oh God, we're done. We're fucking done.
All right.
can we end on that much of a down note? Is that really how we go out?
Does anybody have anything better? Like,
wait, $30,000? Come on.
So that's lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. Once again,
there we go.
lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. The phone number is 509-903.
Do you want to hear something about a gay bar?
No.
No, we're done. We're done.
So
we're
dude here with, out. We're... One says the other, I can't believe I blew $50.
That's it? We just lost fucking subscribers.
Well, we got to come back with better jokes. You know the dignity. That's what we lost.
I mean, I didn't tell those jokes. I just had to listen to them.
Oh my God! It's 1 o'clock. It's almost 1 o'clock in the morning for me.
Okay,
where are you?
I'm in North Carolina.
Yeah, he is.
So you know what the difference is between an oral and a rectal thermometer?
Yeah, the fucking taste. We've said that before. The taste.
Okay, we're gonna
fly out there.
On that note,
I'm in. I'm just south of Wilmington in Oak Island, North Carolina.
Woo! How close to Asheville are you?
To where?